Whilst camp drafts, rodeos, races are all cancelled for the upcoming months, what are you planning to do with your added extra spare time? Mount Isa School of the Air students have been getting creative at their cattle station homes, composing their very own musical pieces. Brisbane music company Topology has been working with the students online this week to create an original orchestral piece. So what should you expect to hear from these country musical prodigies in a few months' time?
Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy.
I'm John Babbage. I'm a saxophonist and composer with the music ensemble Topology, and I've been working with the students from the Mount Isa School of the Air, gathering their ideas to create original compositions to perform later in the year. Before Christmas last year, and we did an initial session where the students actually improvised, came up with their own original ideas that we have now notated down and have started to actually write into, I guess, musical notation and put an accompaniment too. So the last few days we've been working through this with the students on how to actually do that, that process.
And what ideas did they come forward to you, John?
Some were really very interesting. I guess a lot of the younger students are very uninhibited about playing anything at all, so they might come up with the most craziest ideas, which sometimes work the best. They may play something similar to what they've learnt before. I will try to get them to just vary the shape of their melody or whatever they come up with, and just try to change it a little bit, whether that's, making it go faster or go in the opposite direction and things like that.
Okay, so we're talking about ideas in terms of actual tunes and melodies.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but I think, even if the students just play two notes, you can still make a piece of music out of that.
Run through how it works. Say I'm a student at School of the Air. What would you be workshopping with me?
I would ask you to get out whatever instrument you want to play. In this case, most of the Mount Isa School of the Air students are string players, so it's violin, viola and cello. And I'll give them a couple of minutes to just work on their own and come up with any idea that they like. We were just saying before, it might be just, three or four notes. But as long as the students can repeat that idea, sort of just be like going da 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 da, cool, and that's it. And then they will play that to me via the Blackboard app that we've been using with the Education Queensland, and then we will start to actually put chords or an accompaniment to that. And so when we've got, I guess, let's see, maybe 16 students, I guess, when you've got all those different ideas, you'll end up with, I guess, pretty much four pieces of music.
I'm Krista Powell. I'm the creative director of Topology and also the education director.
So we're expecting to see a new composition in September 2020. Are we allowed to have a bit of a sneak peek? What should we expect?
Yeah, so the kids are basically, they named it themselves. The whole project's called The Devil Goes Down to Masota. So Masota is an acronym for Mount Isa School of the Air, and that's a really take on the American fiddler tune, American Devil Goes Down to Georgia. So most of the kids that were working with are string players, and so they wanted to do that inspired by that fiddling tune, which I think is fantastic. So it's really a concept they came up with themselves, and they're working with John's eking out some creative ideas and putting it together in compositions, and then it's going to be played with all of the students together with Topology. So that's going to happen later in the year. We don't know exactly when yet. Depends on when all the restrictions are lifted, and it will be a live concert to the community in Mount Isa and Cloncurry.
Hi, I'm Kara Taggart, and I'm the strings teacher based at Mount Isa School of the Air. We were really excited to be able to be involved with Topology and originally planned us to go and visit some of their stations and do some group workshops, which for distance ed students is so valuable because it's that social interaction as well as the musical input. So we were quite disappointed when we couldn't run that, but I sort of called John and Krista and I said, look, if a school of distance ed can't run an online workshop, then what hope do the rest of us have?
Coming from, working with these School of the Air students, they've had a lot of their normal rodeos, camp drafts, sporting events all cancelled out for the year. Is this something that they're looking forward to?
Yeah, very much so. So one big advantage for us is that we can actually work with John, but we can also work with him more often because we now have more time. So the kids were really thrilled today to be able to hear how their music was coming together. So from the last session that we'd done in February, John had taken all of their ideas and put them together. And today they were working on harmonising those and drawing them out and creating sort of longer passages of music, which was really fun. And the kids could hear how their songs are coming. And, you know, we were getting this, oh, that sounds like the song from Man and Snowy River, or that sounds like this song. So they were able to start to see their pieces coming together and hear that these are going to sound like real songs.
Kara Taggart, strings teacher for Mount Isa School of the Air, ending that report by Cammie Maguire. And that music that you heard weaved into the report was some original music from Topology itself, a sneak peek of what you may hear come that performance sometime later this year.